Thank you for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
Okay, my name is Philip Anderson Jackson. I am the nephew of Louis Choco. We are currently at the Midwest Genealogy Center at 3440 Lee Summit Road, Independence, Missouri. Today is December 2nd, 2017. All right, first question. When and where were you born?
I was born May 15, 1944, in Kansas City, Missouri.
Where did you grow up?
Grew up right here in Kansas City.
What was it like?
Very pleasant childhood. Lots of good memories, big family, a lot of love, a lot of warmth, a lot of friends. Enjoyed school and all that.
Who were your parents?
Philip Chilcote, my father, and Alberta Chilcote, my mother.
What were your parents like?
Very nice, very loving. My father was a very, academic type person. He drove us intellectually, to do good in school. My mother's very warm, loving, and good cook and all that, Happy home.
Good. Did you have a nickname?
Yeah, Bubba.
Okay. So we left off with your name as Bubba. How did you get that?
I don't know. They named me that. I grew up with that.
Yeah. Do you have any siblings?
Yes, I had three brothers and three sisters at one time.
Nice. And what were their names?
The oldest was Ronald Levy. The second one was Ozra Levy, Ozra Cookie Levy. And my oldest sister was Betty Levy, Betty Jean Levy. And my brother, Albert Ballard. And then Jesse Ballard. And then Nancy Chilcote. Nice.
Mm-hmm. What were they like growing up?
Well, I only grew up with Uncle Candy, which was Albert Ballard. Jesse Tootie and Nancy, they were all right. They picked on me. I was the baby. Very nice. Just a children thing. Yeah.
Did you get into trouble?
Not really. I don't, they may say they may differ, but I don't remember getting into too much trouble yet.
What was the worst thing you did?
I really can't remember. I don't really get into a lot of trouble. Things that were really bad. Just childish. Got whippings, for a few things, but nothing that stands out in my mind.
Okay. Do you have any favorite stories from your childhood?
I was just saying, I really don't recall. I can't remember anything specifically, while I'm interviewing. I'm sorry, I might do it later.
What schools did you attend?
I attended W.W. Yates Elementary School for about 2 weeks. I attended Attucks, and then I went to the integrated the schools. And I went to Linwood Elementary School, 31st and Woodland in Kansas City. From there, I went to Central Junior High School for about 3 weeks, and then to Lincoln Junior High School. High school, I entered Manual for 2 years in Lincoln Senior, which is now called Lincoln College Prep, where I graduated in 1962.
How did you meet your wife? And we should probably say her name as well.
Oh, my wife is maiden name is Amelia Starks. I met her in Chicago through a good friend of mine from college. Oh, nice. Just on a blind date, I guess you'd call it. Setup date.
Do you have any favorite stories from your marriage with Amelia?
Not really, just a normal marriage. We travel a lot, of course. I work for the airline, so we've been flying all over and everything. Had a good marriage. Nothing really stands out. No.
Kids' names.
My oldest daughter is Aisha, and my youngest daughter is Jalila.
Nice. Can you say something unique about each one?
Well, first of all, very blessed to have such wonderful daughters. Both of them were very, very intelligent girls. They were never a discipline problem. I didn't have a lot of sibling rivalry. They both liked reading, they liked getting along, they both were good, outstanding students. They both excelled, went to the best college. Aisha, of course, went to Johns Hopkins, and Jalila went to Tulane. And And one went on to become a doctor, and the other is a judge. So I'm very blessed, very humbled, and very proud father.
So grandchildren?
Grandchildren, I have four. One granddaughter and three grandsons. The oldest, of course, is Lena, and the grandsons are Aaron, Elijah, and Johnson, or Chudy. I don't know what for history that. I call him Chudy.
So the onto work, it says, what do you do for a living? But what have you done for a living?
Of course, I'm retired now. After I graduated from college, I was a commissioned officer in the United States Army, second lieutenant, did that 3 years. And then I became an analyst and engineer, up to master engineer for Transworld Airlines for a number of years. And then when I left that early, sold a little commercial real estate. And then I went back to teaching. I taught mathematics at the Kansas City, Missouri Public Schools, high school and junior high school. Nice. And I retired from that.
Tell us how you got into that line of work.
The
whole thing, probably. Hmm? The whole line.
Of course, in college, I joined the ROTC to help pay for my college education, which I wouldn't be committed for the military. And, of course, I majored in mathematics in college and got a teaching certificate at the same time. So it worked out nicely.
Can you tell me about your religious beliefs, spiritual beliefs, and what is your religion?
I don't really like to say I believe in God, and I believe in just treating everybody fair and equal and having a consciousness of what I do and loving peace and things like this, but I don't put a label on it anymore.
What traditions have been passed down in your family?
Oh, I guess just the warmth, the love, the togetherness, you know, when we have family dinners and occasions and things like that, you know. Brings back a lot of memories. We always would come together, and especially when I lived in out of town, I'd like to come home for holidays and things like that. It was good times, yeah.
Oh, this next question might get you in trouble. Who were your favorite relatives?
I can't really say. I never had any favorites. I was really blessed with a good family. Like all my brothers, the older ones, the sisters, when I was little, they weren't picking on me. But really, Aunt Madeline, everybody was good family. I never thought like that.
Yeah. Okay. Next, we're going to get into the military history. Were you in the military?
Yes.
did you go to war?
Yes. Okay. Do you need to elaborate on that, or just more questions on that?
Yeah, there's no. First, can you talk about the branch you were in, and then your
right? When I graduated from college, of course, I was commissioned second lieutenant, United States Army Ordnance Corps. And I went to Aberdeen Proving Grounds in Maryland and then to Fort Lee, Virginia. And my first duty station was in Europe. Of course, I went to right outside of Frankfurt, Germany for a year or so. And that was a wonderful experience because at that time, as an officer, they'd send you to Europe and they'd ship your car over there. So I got to travel all around Europe because they knew that as the promotions would come, it was war times, the Vietnam era, there were rapid promotions. And they knew that I could go from second lieutenant to captain in 2 years. So I had about a year and a half in Europe. So we had a lot of fun, and then, of course, I eventually got a promotion to captain. But before I became a captain, I was sent to Monterey, California, to the language school to learn to speak Vietnamese, and then from there to Vietnam to serve in MACV, as company advisor, 824th Ordnance Direct Support Company, Quy Nhon, Vietnam. Spent a year over there, did well, and earned a Bronze Star in Vietnam. Came back from there. I wanted to go to New York. I got left active duty in New York in June of 71 at Fort Hamilton, New York City, Brooklyn, New York.
Okay, so you mentioned Vietnam. Question is, how did that change you?
My Vietnam experience is probably unique from a lot of people with Vietnam. A lot of my friends who came back with PTSD and suffering, and it was a horrible situation. I was very blessed to be with the Vietnamese people because I was in MACV, Military Assistance Command in Vietnam. I had a company as an advisor, a Vietnamese company, who were like regular Vietnamese soldiers, and I lived right in a big hotel right on the ocean, so I didn't see a lot of that. Although the dangers were there, I don't think I came home, thank God, with no scars. I had no PTSD. I was not wounded or anything like this. I made a lot of good Vietnamese friends. Years later, I was blessed to teach at Northeast Middle School with a lot of Vietnamese students, and I could communicate with them in Vietnamese a little bit, and I retained a little bit of that. That was a big blessing. Some very excellent students, so I'm really blessed in that sense. I don't think I was really damaged in the war.
What was your strongest memories from your time in the military?
Well, just as some of the experiences, of course, you know, traveling, getting to see Europe, getting to see Asia and Vietnam, getting to go to, you know, Tokyo, Japan, and Bangkok, Thailand, Manila, the Philippines, to travel, you know.
Tell me about yourself, your favorite pastimes, food, music, drink.
Of course, you know I'm a big jazz fan, jazz collector, many jazz albums. Now they're computerized. I have thousands of things on the computer for jazz. Foods, of course, I like most of the foods, you know. Too many steaks, potatoes, that's your thing, you know. And, of course, I read, and at home, you've been in my house, you know, I have an extensive library. I keep a library. I raise my daughters with books, and I go to sleep with books, magazines, now with the computer. I work Sudoku puzzles every night. I used to work the crossword puzzle. So I relax that way, you know.
What is your happiest moment of your life?
That's a difficult question to ask. I've just been very blessed, very happy. I really can't think of anyone that just stands out.
Do you have a couple you want to just mention?
You know, I guess becoming a father, of course, you know, getting married, of course, you know, and things like that, and traveling, these kind of places, but nothing, the one
thing. No one thinks that's right. Mm-hmm. What's the saddest?
Saddest, of course, is the family members that I've lost. You know, losing my father, especially young at 17 years old, that was really devastating to me. And then later on, losing my mother, and then losing my brothers. I've lost all three of my brothers, you know, and my sister, you know. That still hurts, you know, when I think about them, because we were such a happy family, so.
Who has been the biggest influence on your life?
I must say, without a doubt, it has to be my father. He set just the standard. I patterned myself after him. He was a very, very nice person, wonderful, very smart man. And he didn't get the opportunities that I got, of course, during those days. And he wasn't bitter about that, you know. So, but he is definitely the most influential person on my life.
I'm kind of going to stick with him for a little bit. What lessons did you learn from him?
Mainly just followed his example. His personality, his warmth, you know, his intelligence, his humor and all that. And he died young, you know, I was only 17. So from 12 to 17, I lived with my father, just he and I. So we were really, really close, you know.
Let's talk about him for a little bit. What did he do, and then what did he train you anyway, and what he did?
Only, you know, his example, you know, being punctual, being true to your word, being nice to people, looking at how you carried yourself, how people viewed you and things like that, you know. And I just try to this day, pattern myself after that, you know. So it was just, you know, you always talk about the influence a father has on a son. And I was just blessed to have a very good father. And to this day, I still try to do some of the things that he would do if he's looking at me. I hope he would be proud of me, you know.
What are the most important lessons you've learned in life?
That's a difficult one. You know, these things come over time. It's hard to specify one thing, you know. I will say one impactful thing on my life was probably the discipline I got from the military. I mean, I lived that. I got some of that from my father, but actually being in the military, especially being in a leadership position where people are looking at you and patting themselves after you, I became very aware of how I carried myself, you know, being punctual, true to my word, and stuff like that. So that's a thing that stuck with me all these years.
That's a good question. Are there any words of wisdom you would like to pass along to me?
No, that's all. Just, you know, just follow your heart and your mind and just try to always pray and be a good person, you know, and do the right thing.
Okay. How would you like to be remembered?
I don't know. Just, you know, just again, like I said, my father, just be a good person, true to a word. If they ever look at this one day, say, you know, their great grandfather or whatever, he tried to live a good life, tried to be honest, as truthful as possible, you know, and nothing special about him, but have a consciousness of your role in society and your debt, what you owe to society, and be thankful and blessed for this experience we call life. It's short. It goes by real fast.
And I'm going to throw in an extra question here.
Okay.
For your grandchildren and great-grandchildren, what would you like to say to them, and where do you see them in the future?
Again, I would hope that they would be very good people, be respectful to the Creator, whatever their beliefs are, and be honest and aware and truthful in their dealings, and live their life in a way that they would have no regrets or be ashamed of anything. Other than that, I wouldn't put anything else on them. That's all. Just go through this wonderful experience you call life.
Well, Mr. Chilko, thank you very much. I have asked all the questions I was asked to, and I think you have a summary that you'd like to read for the record.
Summary. My name is Louis Bubba Edward Chilko. My paternal great-grandson of Felix Chilko from 1852 to 1884 and Alice Oliver from 1848 to 1924. Great-grandson of George Ware, 1833 to 1879, and Laura Barker, 1838 to 1923. And the grandson of Louis Chilko, who I'm named after, from 1877 to 1940, and Nancy Ware, 1869 to 1936. Now, I might add, Louis Chilko, who I'm named for, was also a military veteran who served with the 23rd Kansas Volunteer Infantry for colored soldiers during the Spanish-American War. And he actually served in Spain, and I actually did some research and found his gravesite in Leavenworth National Cemetery. Paternal, great-grandson of James Lennox, born 1865. Great-grandson of Joshua Chasteen, born 1866, and Julia Pittman, 1873. Grandson of Albert Lennox, from 1885 to 1915. And Lenore Chasteen, my grandmother, I did get to meet her, 1892 to 1954. She passed away when I was 9 years old. That's the only grandparent I got a chance to see in person. And I'm the son of Philip Chilko, who was born March 21st, 1912, and Alberta Lennox Levy Ballard Chilko, Florenceworth, born October 26, 1910, until September 11, 2000.
Cool. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.